Apollo 11, this is Houston. Go ahead, over. Apollo 11, this is Houston. Go ahead, over.
Houston, you read Apollo 11.
Roger, 11, we're reading you loud and clear now. We were down in the noise as we switched antennas a minute or so ago. Over.
Roger, what sort of settings could you recommend for that solar corona? We've got the sun right behind the edge of the moon now.
Roger.
Quite an eerie sight. Very marked three-dimensional aspect of having the sun's corona coming from behind the moon the way it is.
Roger.
And it looks as though, I guess what's given it that three-dimensional effect is the Earth shine. I can see Tycho fairly clearly, at least if I'm right side up, I believe that's Tycho, in moonshine. I mean, in Earth shine. Of course, I can see the sky is lit all the way around the moon, even on the limb of it where there's no earth shine or sunshine.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, if you'd like to take some pictures, we recommend using magazine Uniform, which is loaded with high-speed black and white film, interior lights off, electric Hasselblad with the 80-millimeter lens, and you're going to have to hand-hold this, I guess. We're recommending an f-stop of 2.8, and we'd like to get a sequence of time exposures. Over.
Okay, you want the magazine Uniform instead of magazine Tango?
Roger, we're not trying to get you all wrapped up in a procedure here. This is on a not-to-interfere basis, of course. Over.
Okay.
And on the exposures, we're looking for an eighth of a second, a half a second, and if you think you can steady the camera against anything to get longer exposures, 2 seconds, 4 seconds, and 8 seconds. Over.
Roger, copy.
Roger up.